This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Your relentless Trump warrior, relentless middle-class warrior, relentless conservative warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and most importantly, American-made and proud of it. You can't find a war like this anywhere else in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. And that's what the Republican Party needs. That's what Donald Trump is. That's what Donald Trump does every day. He's like a bulldozer. He's like a bull in a china shop. He's running them over. He's knocking them unconscious. He's running down the lacrosse field like Jim Brown at Syracuse University, knocking them all down and scoring the goal. Democratic Party's in disarray. They think their new campaign theme is drain the swamp. They're so dumb they can't even come up with a bad one for themselves. They got to use a Republican one. I mean, it's so absurd. All you could do is laugh. It's insane. It's like Obama with his new multi-million-dollar deal at Netflix saying he's here to unite the nation. And I kept thinking, oh, so he's creating comedies. Unite the nation? You're the greatest divider-in-chief in the history of the United States presidency, and you say you're going to unite the nation. Who's responsible for dividing the nation? You are. You must be creating comedies. Scary. Yesterday I told you that Obama was the one who absolutely, positively was in charge of this entire spy game against Donald Trump. And he hated him. He hated him because Trump had the audacity to bring up his birth certificate. Not only his birth certificate, but guess who was the biggest one in the country beating the drum that Obama has a weird, strange fraud situation going on at Columbia University? It was me. I keep telling you, I graduated on the same day as Obama, 1983, June 1983, from Columbia University. Same major, both pre-law, both political science majors. And he wasn't there. Never saw him, never heard of him, never met him, don't know anyone who ever saw him, ever heard of him, ever met him, spoke to professors who never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. And I was in the media day and night talking about that. And that's why he sicked the IRS on me, Obama. Nice guy that he is. Broke the law in doing that, by the way. And the same thing could be said about Trump. Trump picked up on what I was saying, and Trump took the battlefield and started talking about Obama's college records nonstop, way before he was president. In like 2012 and 13, Trump was talking about Obama's college records. He got that from yours truly. And he was also, of course, talking about Obama's birth. Was he born in America or is he a foreigner? Was his birth certificate real? I never talked about that issue, ever, not once. I stayed away from that issue because I know nothing about birth certificates and I can't prove where Obama's born. So I figured, why even get involved in it? So I stayed away from it, like a landmine, like a grenade. But Trump took that issue on courageously. And the result is Obama developed an incredible hatred for Donald Trump. And I guarantee you the result of that is that Obama decided to plant a spy and also to go get FISA warrants and listen in to all the Trump campaign workers' conversations. So now, no sooner I write that, it comes out in today's Las Vegas Review-Journal, a former White House press secretary for George W. Bush, Ari Fleischer, broke down why Obama had to have known about the spies planted in the Trump administration. In fact, Ari Fleischer says Obama authorized it, all capitals, authorized it. I'd go a step further than Ari Fleischer. Obama didn't authorize it. He's the one who ordered it. Him and Valerie Jarrett, I'm sure, came up with this whole plan. Ari Fleischer was on Fox News today, this morning, and he said, I guarantee the answer is yes to whether Obama knew Halper and others were deployed to spy on the Trump campaign. Fleischer explained no FBI director would ever put informants inside a presidential campaign without the president knowing it and without the president authorizing it. And when President Trump was asked if Obama knew about the spies, Trump said it was likely he did. Well, I don't want to get into it yet, but I will tell you after we look at the proof. And then the reporter said, you mean President Obama? And Trump said, would he know? I would certainly hope not, but I think it's going to be pretty obvious after a while. And that's exactly what I think. For once, Donald Trump was lowballing it, because believe me, it was ordered by Obama because of his hatred for you, because you were questioning where he was born. And by the way, this deep state spy they're all talking about, Stefan Halper, he openly advocated for Hillary in 2016 while spying on Trump. And then he had the nerve. He was paid $1 million over the years by the Obama administration. He was paid $411,000 in 2016 and 2017 by the Obama administration. And that included the years he was spying on Trump. And after the election, he pitched himself for a senior Trump administrative position. Now you wonder why there's so many rats in the Trump administration. Where are they coming from? How are they there? Well, now you see it. These were all Obama people, and they applied for jobs or kept their jobs, and they're just moles for Obama. This guy has some nerve. Can you imagine the nerve to spy on Trump, be paid $1 million by the Obama administration, and then you apply for a senior role in the Trump administration so you can continue to be a mole for Obama. You can continue to leak all the information and to hurt Trump's presidency. Stefan Halper, they're all like that. They're all Obama, little moles. They're all Stepford wives, the Obama administration, and they were out to destroy Donald Trump. What I love about Trump is he just never lets go. He's like a pit bull. He never lets go. So when he brought up MS-13 or animals and Democrats thought he backed down, he doubled down, which is what I would have done. Same thing. We think alike. We're from the streets of New York. He doubled down, and now he put out a press release today, and he said, again, they're animals. And here's the deal. His ICE chief, immigration enforcement chief, said MS-13 is worse than animals. And to be honest with you, I believe I said that on yesterday's show, that I'm the biggest dog lover in the world. I love my dogs. I've had so many of them in my life, and they've all been my best friends in the world. Dogs are man's best friend. It's an insult to dogs to compare MS-13 to animals, okay, because they're much worse than animals. So here's what the ICE chief said. Very clever. ICE chief, acting ICE chief, Thomas Homan, says President Trump did not go far enough when he referred to MS-13 members as animals last week. He says, I told the president yesterday, I know he's taken a lot of hits for his comment, but if you actually think about it, what I said yesterday is animals kill to survive, MS-13 kill for sport, to terrorize. In that way, animals are better than MS-13 is what he's trying to say. And I agree with him 100% what I said about dogs. Now, on the other hand, what's so brilliant about this? It forces Democrats to respond and take the side of MS-13. So here's a group I've talked about many times on TV and radio. I think they're among the worst groups in the world. The Southern Poverty Law Center. They're a bunch of communists, Marxists, socialists, radical lefty losers. And the Southern Poverty Law Center responded with, and by the way, why do I say that? Because they have hate lists. And on the hate lists, they put Tea Party patriots. I'm sure there's a few bad guys mixed in. But they put Christians and Tea Party patriots and churches. And anybody who's ever said a bad thing about radical Islam, they call that hate. And they put you on the list. I mean, if that isn't radical communist, I don't know what is. If that isn't anti-American and un-American, I don't know what is. So the Southern Poverty Law Center says it's unacceptable for MS-13 to be described as animals by the White House. And, you know, I'd expect that from a commie organization. The Southern Poverty Law Center responded with outrage to the Trump administration trolling the media last week with a press release saying what you need to know about the violent animals of MS-13. That was what Trump put out last week. Because, again, he doesn't back down. He's doubling down. My kind of guy. And this is how you win over disaffected Americans. This is how you win over working people and working class people and middle class people and anybody whose child goes to school with roughnecks. They are sickened by illegals, and they are sickened by MS-13, who are just the most despicable people ever. They hack you to death. They don't just murder you. They torture you, and they make you suffer before you die. And then while you're still alive in your last seconds, they carve your heart out of your body, and they take a bite out of it right in front of you as you're dying. This is MS-13. And so if you force Democrats to defend MS-13, you win the election by a landslide. Brilliant. Brilliant. And so here's the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's unacceptable, I say, for such racist, dehumanizing language to now be repeated 10 times on the White House website in a document that speaks for America, the Southern Poverty Law Center tweeted this week. Unacceptable. Dehumanizing language. Can you imagine? If that's your argument, you lose every election. Because it's not just white people that'll be angry at you. I guarantee you that good, honest, law-abiding, legal Hispanic citizens are sickened by Latino gangs like this group, this MS-13. I guarantee you, they're scared of them. They hate them. They're sickened by them. They, too, want them to be broken up and go to jail for the rest of their lives or get the death penalty. So you're turning off Latinos. And how many black Americans have been murdered by groups like MS-13? That's a question. So, as one Twitter user responded, the Southern Poverty Law Center considers conservative Christians extremists, but will defend murderous gangs from being called what they are. And so the internet, you know, was just, and the Twitter and Facebook were just overwhelmed with responses. And this is the thing. This is what Trump does best. He stirs the pot. And he did it again. He did it with the NFL today. Instead of just accepting the fact that the NFL, you won, Donald Trump, the NFL capitulated. The players are not allowed to kneel or disrespect in any way the flag or the national anthem. You won. But Trump, like me, is never satisfied with winning. He wants to rub it in your nose. And he wants to make you defend. So Trump came out today and he said any NFL player who kneels for the flag not only doesn't belong on the field, they don't even belong in America. And I love it. Bravo. All of you love it. You know you do. Call us when we get back. We'll take calls. No guests tonight. Just me and you. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Toll free from anywhere in the United States. 833-927-8255. Wayne Allred, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We're taking your calls. We get back. The lines are now open. Right now. Ready, set, go. Start calling. 833-WAR-TALK. Love to take your calls. What do you think of MS-13? What do you think of the NFL? We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allred. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice could put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Hi, this is Wayne Allred. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now!
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Wayne Allyn Root War Now, lots to talk about. Still, before I start taking calls, we're lining up the calls as we speak. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Little housekeeping, you can reach me anytime. WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I love to hear from you. My website, RootForAmerica.com, with all my commentaries. Root, R-O-O-T, ForAmerica.com. And, of course, you can see me, find me, listen to me, watch me at Twitter about 20, 30 times a day. I usually put out tweets. Wayne Root at, excuse me, I'm sorry, my Twitter account is at Real Wayne Root. I got to get my own handle down, at Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root, like at Real Donald Trump. It's at Real Wayne Root. All right, some news out there today. NFL players reportedly already discussing new forms of protest after the national anthem rule. Can you imagine? They make millions of dollars a year. Now, Trump's brilliant because you're going to make liberals defend guys who make millions of dollars a year and think America isn't good to them. It's a joke. But they can't leave well enough alone. The NFL was finally getting back to business, and it all would have been forgotten, and now the players, it says, are so angry that the NFL has banned them from protesting on the field that they got to figure out a way to stick a finger, a middle finger in the NFL's eye, poke a finger in the NFL's eye. It's really amazing. And so, you know, my prediction has been from the beginning, many of them will now stay in the locker room. They just won't come out for the national anthem, and that's fine. I don't mind. You don't disrespect my flag or my national anthem, my Star Spangled Banner. That's fine. Just don't come out. I don't want to see you. The Hollywood actor who is the voice of Hillary Clinton's, Hillary Clinton's ads, is accused of sexual abuse and harassment by eight women. Morgan Freeman, one of the most famous actors in Hollywood, I think you could argue his career is finished now. Eight women have come forward and accused him of inappropriate behavior and sexual harassment. See, a lot of people, I bet a liberal would say to me, how come, Wayne, every time women come forward and go after a Judge Roy Moore, a Donald Trump, You say that they're lying. You say there is no proof, et cetera, et cetera. But when they come after a Harvey Weinstein or a Anthony Weiner or a Morgan Freeman, how come you think that's okay? Well, I'll tell you why. Because when women come after a liberal, you know it's the truth. Because they love liberal politicians. They love liberal celebrities like Morgan Freeman, you know, big shot actors. And so if a woman's going to come forward about Morgan Freeman or about Harvey Weinstein or about a liberal politician, Elliot Spitzer, Anthony Weiner, the list is long, you know it's true. What was that Minnesota senator's name? I can't remember now. He's now gone. Minnesota senator was the comedian who now, Al Franken. There we go. Chris, my board op with a good grab there, good pickup. Al Franken. You know that if they're going to come after a liberal politician or a Hollywood actor, a celebrity, like if they come after George Clooney, you know it's true. Because liberals don't want to eat their own. They don't come after their own unless it really happened. But when you hear a liberal feminist woman come after Trump, you know it's made up. 99 out of 100 times it'll be made up. And so, sure enough, all those claims during the campaign, during Trump's campaign, it turned out Gloria Allred's daughter, Lisa Bloom, was representing all these women. And they were being offered their mortgage paid off, $100,000 here, taxes being paid off, $100,000 there, $1 million there. They all got money. You don't think Stormy Daniels has been given millions of dollars or at least $1 million by George Soros or a group of billionaires like that? Of course. How about Michael Avenatti, the lawyer for Stormy Daniels, was given $8 million in February, right before he took the case, and wound up on CNN day and night, night and day. Who gave it to him? Someone paid him off to go after Trump. So when it's an innuendo against a Republican, but in particular Trump, you know they're looking to get rich. When it's an innuendo, a claim, a charge against a Democrat by a woman, especially a liberal feminist woman, you know it's the truth. So I think it's apropos and it's ironic that the Hollywood actor who is the voice of Hillary Clinton is now accused of sexual abuse and harassment. It's perfect. It's the perfect representative of the Democratic Party. The DNC should now hire Morgan Freeman. He'd be the perfect spokesman with all the trouble the DNC has been in. Don't forget, I keep bringing back the death, the murder of Seth Rich, or the very suspicious drug overdose death of the lawyer who sued the DNC for rigging the Democratic presidential primary against Bernie Sanders. That guy sues them. He winds up drug overdose dead a month later. Come on. And payments are made by the DNC the day after Seth Rich's murder and the day after this guy's death. Payments are made to an FBI contractor that's connected to the DNC. Very strange. There's also a death spiral still going on. Nobody's talking about Obamacare. It's not that sexy of an issue, but it's destroying the middle class. And now Obamacare premiums will go up by 15% in 2019. What are Democrats going to say? Oh, I know what they're going to say. I could write the script. It's all Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault Obamacare is going up. Of course they're going to say that. He killed the Obamacare mandate, so it must be his fault. As if they didn't go up 50% and 60% and 70% in the years of Obama. What was the excuse then? Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Newsmax TV, USA Radio. We'll take calls. We get back. 833-WAR-TALK. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump canceled his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
writing in a letter that the historic gathering will, quote, not take place on June 12th in Singapore as scheduled. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows, he's a Republican, he shares what this means for North Korea.
The North Koreans had an opportunity to become part of the international community and negotiate. They've made it clear that they don't want to do that, so now that the talks are off, I think that they will become more and more isolated, if that is indeed possible. But certainly the mood here on Capitol Hill is to be as punitive as we possibly can with the sanctions and let them know that a nuclear peninsula on the Korean Peninsula will not be tolerated.
Eight women have accused Morgan Freeman of harassment and inappropriate behavior. That's according to a new report out by CNN. 16 people came forward. Eight of those said they were harassed. The other eight witnessed the harassment. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We'll be right back.
back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. The sponsor of this show must get some kudos from Wayne Allyn Root. We love these guys. U.S. Gold Bureau, the only full-service precious metals firm owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas, the only Fort Knox of any individual state in the United States of America. They've got one in Texas, the Texas Bullion Depository. If the state of Texas trusts them, then you should too. They're great people, and if you've ever thought about buying gold, if you've ever thought about buying silver, if you've ever thought about protecting yourself with what I call wealth insurance, if you've ever thought about precious metals and investigating them, now is the time. Don't just think about it. Don't procrastinate. Don't stall. Don't make up excuses. Why not? Do it. Call either right now or actually tomorrow morning, because it's after hours. So actually, you're better off speaking to a live person tomorrow. But take this number down, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, toll-free nationwide, 800-885-GOLD. You can call now and leave a message or call tomorrow and speak to a live human being. That's 800-885-4653, and you get this beautiful fresh coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint in brilliant, uncirculated condition. It is a free silver coin, American Silver Eagle, 1 ounce of pure silver with no additional obligation, no shipping cost, no hidden fees, free, 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 just for calling. And why are they doing it? They're so sure they can win you over as a long-term client that they're willing to lose money for the chance to earn your business. They're great people. They give you VIP service. If they don't give you VIP service, if you're not 100% happy, you speak to me, Wayne Allyn Root. You speak to me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Got it? I'll knock these guys around. You get personal service from me, too. I'm like your personal bodyguard, your consigliere. Either U.S. Gold Corp is nice to you, or I knock them around. I knock some sense into them. Get this beautiful coin for free, American Silver Eagle. Just call 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. And call them and thank them for sponsoring the show, because they're so good to us. Thank you, U.S. Gold Bureau. All right, let's take some calls. I told you, no guests. Just me and you, last show before the holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I think they'll have a Best of Wayne on USA Radio tomorrow and Monday, and a Best of Wayne here at Newsmax TV as well, because I am taking a few needed days to write my book. I was going to say a few needed days off. Well, I'm not getting a day off. I'm just going to write like 12 hours a day, literally, 12 hours a day. So without further ado, let's grab some calls. Let's grab line number four, Rick from Illinois. Rick, you're on with Wayne Root. He's had enough of the NFL. Doesn't want to hear about it anymore, huh?
Yeah. Hey, Wayne, first of all, I'll tell you, this is Mary Rose's husband.
Hey, how are you? I don't think I've ever heard from you before.
I appreciate all nice things you always say about me being a truck driver, and Ed, you're a class act. Wayne, I remember you from years ago picking the football games. You used to pick me some good games, buddy.
Yeah. That was my living before I ever got into politics for 20 years plus.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate what you're doing. It's unbelievable. I don't call, you know, like I said, it's the first time I talked to you, but I was just on Facebook, and I was just looking. Doug Baldwin from Seattle, he's calling Trump an idiot. You know what? I love football. Like I told Chris, I'm a diehard Packer fan living in Chicago. I love the Packers all my, football is my first love.
And are you sick of it? Are you so angry you're not going to go back?
Well, you know, I probably will, but it's getting more and more ridiculous. Then I just read Steve Kerr. He says the NFL's policy is idiotic. It's just, you know what I mean? It's unbelievable. No matter what Trump does, you know what I mean?
Steve Kerr, by the way, is a big liberal, the coach of the Golden State Warriors. He's made many negative comments about Trump. But what's idiotic about his comment is that the NBA has the same policy. Is he criticizing that? In the NBA, they're not allowed to kneel for the national anthem, and nobody ever has. And that's a league policy, to my knowledge. So why is he criticizing the NFL policy?
Wayne, there's no respect in it. There's no respect in this country. There's no, I mean, it's unbelievable. The kids growing up today, it's just unbelievable. The society that we live in today is just unreal, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I was reading an article about Aaron Rodgers, your quarterback in Green Bay, who's fabulous, who's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day soon. And he's now dating the famous race car driver. What is it? Danica Patrick, I think is her name. And yep. She's from Chicago and loves the Bears, and she's dating the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. You know how she feels, right?
Yeah. Well, hey, Wayne, I don't know if you heard, but her father said, her father said, yeah, I want to put on a Brian Urlacher jersey, and when he comes over, I want to tackle him.
There you go. I think he also said, I'll root for Aaron Rodgers, but I'm always going to root for the Bears. I won't root for his team, the Packers, but I'll root for him to have a good game when they play the Bears and for us to win the game, the Bears. And I get it. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. Believe me, no matter who my daughter dated, I'm rooting for the Cowboys. So I get it. Hey, Rick, is this the first time you've ever called the talk show?
It's the first time I called, yeah.
All right. Well, great to have you on board. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks for all you do. I just want to say, Wayne, you know the whole situation with us, with our son and everything. And you you brighten my wife's day because she can't wait till you come on the air every night. She watches you every night.
Thanks, Rick. Happy holidays. Have a great weekend. Say hi to Mary Rose for me, okay?
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. God bless. All right. Well, you know, it's funny because this show has become like family, right? These people, all of you, these people, meaning you, are like my family, and Mary Rose and Rick feel like I'm their family. And it's very sweet, it's very nice, and it's very warm, and it's very wonderful, and I really appreciate it. Newsmax is a lot different than Fox News. Trust me, the people who watch Sean Hannity, and I'm not saying anything bad about Sean, he's great. I'm not saying anything bad about Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham. I know them all. I've met them all. I know them all. I have all their emails. And so I have Tucker's personal email. I have Laura's personal email. I have Sean Hannity's personal email, and I email them all the time. But it's not family on Fox News. Very impersonal. This is family, and it really feels good. Newsmax TV is like a big family, and the people who watch it, we're all in the same exclusive club together. Really appreciate all of you. Let's take Wayne in Las Vegas. Another Wayne in Las Vegas. Are you Wayne Newton or just a Wayne in Las Vegas?
I wish.
So there's at least three Waynes in Vegas. Wayne Root, Wayne Newton, and you, Wayne. What's on your mind?
Well, I think I found a clue to when they and FBI informants were planted in the campaigns, I'll say, and that goes back to the WikiLeaks email referred to as the Pied Pipers, April 7th, 2015.
Okay.
The email starts in the beginning by saying most of what's talked about in the memo is work the DNC is already doing. The goals and strategy are to undermine the credibility and trust, muddy the waters, etc. The Pied Piper candidates that list are Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, and Carson. And then it literally uses the phrasing at the end. The goal then is to have a dossier on the GOP candidates, etc. And the highlights of the dossier are to attack donors and associations, management and business, transparency and disclosure. I think it's to say after 2 years of this chipping away and finding out just now that Trump has informants, I want to know how many FBI informants are in Bernie Sanders' campaign and the other Pied Piper's campaigns, because the ease and how well they infiltrated his campaign is like they had experience doing it. Perhaps they did it to Mitt Romney. He had a leak in 2012.
Right.
Howard Dean, same strategy of leak. Donald Trump, Access Hollywood tape. Everyone just thinks NBC knew about that. I think it's more likely the FBI was searching and all its vast database for well in advance, and it's all been choreographed, and CNN is still running on this dossier.
I wonder what America would say if Donald Trump, a white Republican conservative president, put a spy in the campaign of a black presidential candidate named Barack Hussein Obama. I wonder what America would say to that. I wonder what the media would say to that. Oh, we were just looking for Russian involvement. It had nothing to do with Obama. We weren't spying on Obama. We were just spying on the Russians to see if they were trying to help Obama win the campaign. If we said that lie, wouldn't we be laughed at and the media would literally throw us out of office and ask for a criminal trial right away? The whole thing's a joke. Where were the spies in the Hillary campaign or the Obama campaign for that matter? Where were the spies planted by government, by the FBI, inside the Hillary campaign? There weren't any. They were only in the Trump campaign, but she's the one at State Department who gave away the uranium. Was it one-fifth the uranium stock of the United States, 20% to the Russians in return for a $150 million bribe to the Clinton Foundation? Where were the spies when she did that? And the answer is they weren't there. They were only sent to spy Donald Trump because Obama had an unnatural hatred to Donald Trump because Trump questioned where he was born. That's all it comes down to. And it doesn't matter if you're a liberal and you hate what Trump did and you think Obama's birth certificate's real and you think he's born here, great, no problem. Doesn't matter. It still means Obama broke the law. If you got under his skin, you made him break the law, he broke the law. If I get under your skin and you get mad, you murder me, is that not still murder? Of course it is. Of course it is. That's why whoever murdered Seth Rich, he got under the skin of the DNC and the Hillary campaign and Hillary herself. I don't know who murdered him, but someone's guilty of murder. He got under someone's skin. I'm telling you, Obama was a veteran. Wayne is on the money. That Wayne, not this Wayne. The other Wayne in Las Vegas, and it's not Wayne Newton, is on the money. Obama was very good at spying. He spied on French presidential candidates. I guarantee you he spied on the Mitt Romney campaign. I guarantee you he had snitches and spies inside the Bernie Sanders campaign. It was always Obama in bed with Hillary. Excuse that disgusting vision. But it's Obama and Hillary on the same team. You know why? Because Obama needed to protect Hillary because of the crimes Obama committed. Hillary knew where all the dirty laundry was. And so if she ever went to jail or was threatened with going to jail, she turned state's evidence against Obama. And she turned him in. Obama had to protect Hillary. I guarantee you. That's what this is all about. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Oh, by the way, I want to make sure you know, again, I love your emails. It's WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you reach me. If you love the show, tell Newsmax. Here's how you reach them. War@Newsmax.com. War@Newsmax.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. Last segment, we'll take more of your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Toll free anywhere in the United States. 833-927-8255. Wayne Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints, together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
War now. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back, not just to National Radio on USA Radio, but also to National TV on Newsmax TV. It's our last segment before we head off for the holidays. We're going to be Best of Wayne tomorrow and Monday, and I'll be right back at you on Tuesday. I rarely take days off. I'm actually taking these days off just to start writing my big book about Donald Trump. It's going to be out in November. It's got to be in by August 1st. I got to get going. Hey, I got kind of a public service message. I don't know how many of you watching or listening are in Las Vegas or going to be traveling to Vegas, but I know we're going to have a full house, as they say, this weekend in Las Vegas. I think it's going to be 350,000-plus visitors in Vegas, plus 2 million people live here. So I wanted to mention a little plug. This Memorial Day, if you're in Vegas, visit the Silent Heroes of the Cold War Memorial at the Spring Mountains Visitor Center in Kyle Canyon. Kyle Canyon. In 1955, an Air Force transport was flying a top-secret mission to what we now call Area 51 to support the second test flight of the U-2 spy plane. It crashed on Mount Charleston. That's our famous mountain here where people ski. Just 45 minutes to an hour outside of Vegas, you can go skiing. And it's about 30 degrees colder than Vegas and even more in the winter. And it took all the lives of all 14 souls on that plane. And the families of the descendants did not know what the mission was until 1998, when the Silent Heroes Board obtained the accident reports from the CIA. And this journey led to a memorial representing those heroes that lost their lives in secret during the Cold War. Can you imagine not knowing why your dad died? Never knowing your dad was a hero? From 1955 till 1998, no one told him. And on this Monday, Memorial Day, they will start with a flag ceremony at 10 a.m., followed by a laying of the wreath, and the committee will be giving tours from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., that's Monday, Memorial Day, at the Forest Service Spring Mountain Visitor Center in Kyle Canyon. If you want to know more, visit coldwarmonument.org. Coldwarmonument.org. If you're a Vegas resident or you're visiting Vegas, one of 350,000 visitors coming this weekend, it'll be a very honorable thing to do and a wonderful thing to do, to think about the men and women on Memorial Day who gave their lives for this country. Let's take some calls. We've got Gary in Utah on line two. Gary in Utah. Gary, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Thanks for taking the call.
What's on your mind?
Just want to let your listeners know there's a lot of conservatives in Utah that aren't real crazy about Mitt Romney. We're concerned the guy's going to be another Jeff Flake or
Jeb Bush,
John McCain on steroids, and
Lindsey Graham.
most of the normal people I talk to feel the same way, that he'll fight the president every chance he gets.
Well, he did come in second in the convention vote to a state senator, I believe, a state senator in Utah?
Yeah, a young man named Kennedy. He's a pretty smart kid. He's a lawyer and a doctor.
Well, let's hope he wins against Mitt Romney in the primary.
When
is your primary coming up? In the next couple weeks?
It's in June.
Well, that's in the next couple weeks, right? June is just a few days away, so it's not too far
around
off.
Around the end of June.
Around the end of June. Yeah. All right, I hope this Kennedy guy does well, because I've never been able to root for someone named Kennedy until now. There's a Kennedy we could all love, conservatives. So that's good. I hope he defeats Mitt Romney, because, Mitt Romney's not a bad person. He's really not. And I supported him big time in 2012. But having said that, he blew that election. He had every chance to win, and he just wouldn't attack Obama the way that he attacked Trump now. And I find that disgusting and disgraceful. You're willing to rip Trump to shreds, but you never took a shot at Obama and ripped him to shreds. You were too nice to Obama, and you're too mean to Trump. And it's very strange, that attitude. So he lost me. I'm not a Romney fan anymore, and I wouldn't vote for him. I would only pull a lever for this guy Kennedy. So we're rooting for you. Thanks, Gary. We appreciate the call. Let's take Frankie in Florida on line two. Frankie, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. How are you?
I'm so sick of this MS-13 crap that Trump called them animals. They're not animals. They're filthy, rotten animals.
Exactly. They're worse than animals. I have dogs, and I love dogs. So I think it's disrespect to dogs to call them animals.
I totally agree. I'm an animal lover. I have dogs and cats. What they're doing to people and these liberals that are sticking up for them, it disgusts me.
Yeah, and, you do understand, Frankie, it's good, though. It's good that Trump forces the liberals to show themselves and to be in a position to defend MS-13 and make themselves look like idiots. And that's why our generic congressional poll went from down, 16 or 18 points to up 6 points. I mean, I think it's wonderful what Trump's doing to the left.
No, that's great. That's a great point, absolutely. And also, I'm sick of the corruption, and will anything ever be done about it? I mean, I'm a huge Trump fan supporter, but it's like I see on the news all the time about how they're going to be taking down the Democrats, the swamp, and this and that, but nothing seems to happen.
Yeah, well, I think you and I both know it's Jeff Sessions that's standing in the way. That was the worst pick of Trump's administration, big mistake. Jeff Sessions, either a swamp creature who was fooling everybody, waiting for this moment, he's a plant to the deep state, or he's being blackmailed by the deep state. They got pictures of him doing something terrible to somebody he shouldn't have been doing it to, and they're blackmailing him, and he's scared to death to carry out what needs to be carried out, which is indictments of Hillary and investigations against the Mueller team, investigations of the investigation. That's what this all comes down to, Frankie. We got to kick Jeff Sessions out. He's got to go. Donald Trump has to be told by his people, his fans, us, his supporters, 63 million strong, you've got to have the courage to fire Jeff Sessions. Don't worry what the lawyers say. Don't worry what the media says. All right, Frankie, we got more on hold. I'm sorry I didn't get to you. We'll get to you on Tuesday. Happy Memorial Day. Happy holiday to all of you. We'll have a best of Wayne the next few days. I wish you all a great holiday. I pray for everybody's safety. Have a great time. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. You are my family. We'll see you then. God bless.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.